Welcome to the Anthropology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker, and we have reached episode 100.
This is the Anthropology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
I used to do this thing when I was a kid and I was in school. I would ask my mom every year, literally every year, she thought it was the weirdest question. I would say, "Are we well into the school year yet?" And she'd look at me and every year she would say to me, "Honey, we are well into the school year when we have hit Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, which happens into October." And I don't know what it was about my need to feel like we weren't in the ambiguity of the first few weeks of school, but we were into the flow state of where the school year was going before I really like stepped up to the plate and started to do my thing. I had this real need to not be in a place of ambiguity, but to have arrived in some sort of way. And I was reflecting recently on that idea as it pertains to the things that I am doing in my life and this need that I have to not feel like I'm in an ambiguous place or that I'm a newbie at something, but I'm like actually into it. And I thought it was really fascinating and interesting that as we are approaching episode 100 with the podcast, this is episode 100 with the podcast, that I finally had this acknowledgement for myself that I'm like, oh, I think I now identify as a podcaster. I think we are into it. And so here we are. We have finally reached episode 100, which is huge and massive. And there's so much work that has gone into that. And it's happening at a time where something has shifted massively for me. And what is shifting for me is this groundedness with respect to what I have achieved, this need to stop rushing and feeling like I need to stockpile it as if it all needs to be in place for me to feel like I have arrived, to feel like the ambiguity is over, but to truly actually feel settled in what it is that I have produced so far in my life and put out there for the world to receive. And so there's this weird coinciding of all of these things that are happening in my life that is enabling me to feel more grounded about my message and where I'm going and what I want to achieve next. And that's what I want to unpack with you guys today. I want to talk about this notion of being enough and acknowledging I am enough and some of the things that I have had to do to truly step into that place. Not to fake the idea that I am enough, not to stick something up on Instagram that looks really pretty that people like that says I am enough and comment on it below, but like to actually lean in and step into the place where I feel it and I acknowledge it and I'm excited about it. Because when I really started to get it and legitimately feel it and not just pretend that I felt it, things shifted for me in a monumental way. So not only have we reached episode 100, not only do I like truly get it and acknowledge now, yeah, I'm a podcaster. We're kind of in it. We're past like the mystery 8 episodes at which most people fall off. We're deep in it. It's also my birthday. So there's this really cool energetic confluence of timing and things that are taking place as I share these ideas with you today. But what I want to unpack for you is this idea of I am enough and the concept of growth. And I was reading at the end of 2018, and ironically, my word for 2018 was growth. And as I was approaching the end of the year and reflecting on what that meant and how that manifested, what I loved was the year of growth ended with me truly understanding what growth meant in the context of I am enough. And there were a number of things circulating at the end of the year as people were starting to look forward in terms of where they wanted to go. There were narratives circulating saying, you know, there's opposition between the idea of I am enough and I want to engage in personal growth. And I felt actually a lot of judgment in that, not towards myself, but towards people who have committed and are interested in a growth for the pursuit of growth. And I want to understand that, and I wanted to understand that further. And as I settled into this idea that I am enough and I settled into an acknowledgement of the things that I had accomplished, I also realized that I had approached the concept of growth from a different place until I felt settled in the idea of I am enough. So bear with me here. What had happened until I truly embraced the concept of I am enough is that I pursued growth, personal development growth, achievement growth, growth in like in its physical form and esoteric form. I pursued that in an attempt to compensate for my limiting beliefs around whether or not I was enough. The intention behind my desire for growth was a pursuit of feeling I am enough. And what is so fascinating is that as I really settled into an acknowledgement of who I was and what I had achieved, I now looked at growth, the same books, the same opportunities, the same conferences, the same people, the same interactions. I looked at them from this place of true expansion. It was no longer, the intention no longer behind it was about, oh, I need to help and convince myself that I'm doing awesome things, or I have strong capabilities, or that I'm smart enough, or any of these things. Now growth got to be something, and it's a privilege to be able to do this, but growth got to be something that I got to do for the sake of growth. It moved from being a means to an end goal in and of itself. And that idea and that opportunity to start to pursue growth in this way enabled me to circle back on this idea of I am enough. And I know that our audience is interested in the idea of growth. I know that our audience is interested in becoming healthier, becoming more engaged, and building pieces that really have an opportunity to establish legacy in the world and contribute in a meaningful manner. And so what I'm going to challenge all of you guys to do related to your own personal growth is really seek clarity and honesty around where that is coming from. Is your desire for growth and betterment coming from a place of needing to prove to yourself that you are enough? Or is your place of growth coming from an intention of growth for the sake of growth? And that is ultimately what I wish for you, is the pursuit of growth because it fuels you. It fuels your mission. It enables you to continually learn about yourself. But that type of growth, that powerful type of growth, requires the honesty and clarity to understand your intention. And so I want to take a moment to just really honor both sides of this argument. The people who say, stop and pursue the notion of I am enough, and those who are excited about growth, because it was the pursuit of growth for eliminating my limiting beliefs that actually enabled me to understand and appreciate that I am enough. Both, I think, are important. But what I'm going to encourage all of you guys to do is strive towards a place where you are truly grateful for the things that you have put out into the world, and take the action that you need to take in your life so that you feel settled in that. It took me 39 years to get to a place where I truly was able to acknowledge this notion of I am enough. And the I am enough concept, interestingly enough, has the same feeling to me inwardly as I felt when I was a kid and I finally hit that Thanksgiving benchmark, that I was in that state of flow, that I was where I needed to be. I'm no longer feeling like I am pretending to be in the right room. I actually feel like I am exactly where I need to be in this moment. And so on my birthday, and after having had the opportunity to start to play around with this idea and feel this idea in a really powerful way, it gave me the opportunity to not only explore where I want to go in 2019, but it has also given me the courage to want to pull back the curtain, if you will, on the things that I am doing and the feelings behind how I'm doing them and the fear that I have behind doing them in my own pursuit of the next phase of my career. And so I've made a commitment to myself this year. My word of the year is momentum. I want to maintain the momentum that we had out of our growth year in 2018. But I've also made the commitment that I want, turning 40 this time next year, I want to be in the best shape of my life. I want to be in the best physical shape. I want to be in the best mental, emotional shape. I want to get rid of things that I have carried up until this point in my life. And I want a blank slate for the next decade. I want to feel good inside outside. I want to have a strong financial foundation. And so, you know, for those, all of these different pieces and all of these different pieces that feed health, we are pursuing programming and sharing experts. And I'm going to share my own stories over the course of the next year. And so we're going to share this both on the podcast and I'm going to share it visually through Instagram. I really enjoy that platform. And this is going to be a place where we really get in behind the scenes of exploring your business, body, balance, and inner badass. Those things that are so critical and key for us being successful entrepreneurs and go-getters and game changers in this world. And so episode 100 is going to be short and sweet for you, but it is also going to be a challenge to you. I want you to look at 2019 as your year of groundedness. What decisions do you need to make? And what honesty do you need to have with yourself so that you have the opportunity to truly step into that place of I am enough and have the opportunity and privilege to explore growth for the sake of growth? And many of you are probably already there. And I'm excited to look to you to learn from you about where you are going after you found that state of groundedness. And for those of you who are listening who are like, oh, I never looked at it this way. I never thought about the intentionality behind growth. I want to give you the opportunity to start to explore this because there is something powerful in truly feeling like both feet are planted on the floor. And I'm excited to pursue all of these pieces with you. So we're going to make some changes with respect to the podcast as we move into 2019. Over the next few weeks, we are going to go from a format of having one show per week to having two shows per week. And our Tuesday shows are going to remain interviews with people who are exploring the core themes to the Anthropology podcast. And on Fridays, we're going to release an episode that are solo episodes just like this from me. We're going to be exploring the common themes of anthropology. We're going to be talking about optimizing your health, mental, emotional states. How do we give you the best possible foundation for you to be able to drive your mission in the world? And so we're going to do short and sweet episodes on Friday, and I'm going to explore a lot of the ideas and questions that I receive in clinic and in practice from people just like you who are on a mission to leave the world a better place. So we're going to pull content from the people that I interact with in real life on a weekly basis, but I also want to start to pull that content from you. So share with me your ideas of growth this year. Come and hang out with us over on Instagram and on the Anthropology Facebook page. And let's make 2019 the best year, the biggest year, and the most impactful year of your life. Guys, it is a deep, deep honor to share this journey with you. And I am immensely grateful for your attention and your interest and your sharing and your feedback and all of the incredible things that have happened over the last 100 episodes with the Anthropology podcast. This has been more fun than I ever imagined. I had no idea where we were going to go with this pursuit, and I totally surrendered to the feedback of the universe. And I have to say, and I consistently say to people outside of this context, when they ask, what's your favorite thing that you do? And it's always the podcast. It's always the opportunity to have conversations with incredible people and to have a platform upon which I can share my ideas with the world. And so I have great gratitude for you as a member of our community and for listening and for sharing. And so let's do this. Let's make this the best possible year. Let's confront the challenges that come our way. Let's get totally real and honest about what those mean to us and how we handle them. And I am super excited to jump on this journey with all of you. So I am off. I'm off to celebrate my birthday. I'm going to spend some time with myself today. I'm going to get really clear on my intentions for this year. I'm going to hang out with my kids and the chaos that that accompanies them and frankly, all the fun. And I wish you guys the most amazing day. And we're going to do this again in the same time, same place next week. Go be awesome, everyone. Like always, if you guys enjoyed today's show, it would mean the world to me if you could not only share this episode with someone who you think would benefit from it, but if you could leave us a review on iTunes, it will help us share our message with even more people in this world. Let's keep the conversation going. Head on over to Instagram, follow me there. at Dr. Megan Walker. Megan with an H. Let's keep this conversation going and all the awesome things that you're putting out into the world.